Kalima!
Indy, cover your heart!
Baccarat, Baccarat.
Hey, listen, I am recording this, you know.
Oh, sweet!
Baccarat, Baccarat.
Alright, so this
recording?
Is...
recording?
Oh, no, no, no.
This is the 8-Bit Podcast, or whatever, episode, God only knows.
This smells good.
That candle smells very pretty, Jason.
Smells very good.
Yes, it does.
Is this how this started last week?
That is Jason's catchphrase. This smells good. To my left is Jason.
This
to
smells my... good.
To my 12 o'clock is Cody. And to my right, Jesus Christ. To my right is Scott Rupp.
Hot Pocket.
I don't know why I gave you your...
Hot
I said
Pocket.
Your name. I don't know why I gave your last name as opposed to theirs.
You can't say mine.
You're world famous now, Scott.
Yay. I'm a fucking celebrity.
Because I have yet to put any of these on.
I don't know. Nobody's listening to us anyway, so I'm a celebrity.
I'm still shopping around for... There's a lot of websites you can put these on, and I don't fucking know which one's the best, so...
How about your website?
There's a problem with that, because my website, it costs like $12 a year to own, whereas if you want to put... this much memory online, it costs like $15 a month or something like that. So,
wow.
$15 a month?
We're not worth $15 a month?
You know what? That's a cheap plan. That's like one of the cheaper plans where you can only put like three on at a time or some shit.
There's
that.
One site just
Jason,
one could tell me about.
It's like
unlimited.
You guys are assholes.
And you can put like all kinds of stuff on it.
I can donate $5 a month.
Well, Cody was like, you can just put it in an email, right? I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
Don't
you know how the internet works? You can only put like a 5 meg file on a
Gmail's pretty large. Well, you can put 25 megs, I think, now. They cap it.
An hour long podcast is this is great radio. Buddy.
Looking at the blank stare on Jason's face, he's lost like I
megs?
This is beautiful.
Isn't that a girl's name?
I met her one time. She's pretty good.
Bag lady.
Yeah, I got like
bag lady.
I'd be looking at two bags in a room.
We spun Jason getting laid around into him banging the bag lady so we can still make fun of him for it.
Yeah, buddy. But you smell good. It's all right.
What you go
just add some context here. My friend Jason has not had sex in a very long time. So now
let me be honest. It's 10 years.
Now the whole internet knows. And he recently got
at least we get good numbers, so like from girls all over the country or the world, maybe.
He recently got his willy wet for the first time since fucking... Slick Willie was in the White House, so yeah. Round of applause for
pretty
Jason
much.
Over here.
Thank you. She smelled good.
Wow, really?
Really? Absolutely,
dude. It's after 10 years, I'm sure it smelled pretty fucking good.
Like roses.
I did not have sexual
like a whole
relations
fucking, it smelled
with
like
that
a whole...
woman.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, that was kind of that was a mix between Richard Nixon and Clinton.
That's really timely, by the way.
That's really
up to date comedy right there.
Yeah.
Nobody's done that.
It's a crossing Richard Nixon and
no. That is pretty. Yeah. That was a Richard
Nixon.
So it's
Nixon a half '70s, half '90s joke.
Yes.
Wow. That's,
I did not.
That
have
is
well,
so
was my age
range.
Range.
That is.
Oh, that is,
Jason would
vote
for both.
That
I
is,
would both of them. So
that
we're
is
good.
Cutting edge technology. Well, he voted for Nixon, so I
mean, yeah.
I'm not a crook.
That's like I was telling him the first. I was telling him the first Disney movie I remember seeing in theaters was The Little Mermaid in the '80s. And he was like, "Yeah, I saw The Jungle Book." He was like,
"Yeah, Jungle Book's awesome."
It came out in the goddamn '60s. You fucking old man.
Okay, fine. It's a remake. It was
they
the
had that on Laserdisc.
It's when they rebooted it.
Oh,
was it like that?
They rebooted it.
The darker, edgier Jungle Book.
In color.
Blue was just on, like man. Eating people's faces.
In Technicolor.
CinemaScope.
Jason, can I have some of your soda?
Sure.
Once again, this is terrific radio we got going
yes.
here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so did you guys bring up... Jesus Christ. That was
he's drank all the soda.
Yep, drank all the soda.
Well, we're locked out of our house. So
dick move, sir. We're locked on a porch.
This is awesome.
This is what happens when married. This is what happens when married men run a podcast. You get locked in a room
in the cold with a candle holding for warmth.
But it smells good.
It's like prison. You got an hour. They slam the door shut.
But it smells good.
You guys bringing any kind of topics today? Or?
Yeah. Do you guys like Hot Pockets?
I like Hot Pockets.
Oh, Hot Pockets.
I like Hot Pockets in theory, but then I'll like eat one and I'll be like, this tastes like shit.
Well, like I was listening to Jim Gaffigan today.
That guy's awesome.
He's funny. He did a whole bit about Hot Pockets.
Yeah, it's the best.
And that's like his signature.
I didn't agree with it because I like Hot Pockets.
No, he's right though. Because,
he is right. Sometimes you do
Hot Pockets is total stoner food because you're like hungry and you open the fridge. You're like, holy shit, I got a box of Hot Pockets here. And you eat like two of them. And you're and just
you
like,
feel like
and
terrible.
Like afterward, you realize like that had no flavor, and I feel like shit.
Well, maybe I just used to them because
they're kind of greasy.
Yeah, with my mom and me just not having a lot of money, so I ate a lot of frozen foods.
Yeah, well, that's like a nostalgia. Yeah,
no,
like,
I'll take a Hot Pocket over a Lean Pocket any day.
Amen. Well, appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Let's make the crap healthy.
I know. Really put broccoli and turkey in it, really?
Yeah, who wants to eat a Hot Pocket that's healthy?
With his broccoli
and
kind of
defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
And then the breakfast pockets.
They put eggs supreme pizza one that has like all the cheese and
sausage,
something crazy like pineapple,
pepperoni, and you break out in pimples eating it.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I want a Hot Pocket.
It's like,
Hot Pocket.
It's like biting into a balloon full
this
of grease.
This episode brought to you by Hot Pocket.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll just get you a Hot Pocket.
Just like explodes on your face. Yeah, she'll come out. It's like on a silver platter. Here's your Hot Pocket.
Well, she does like me, so we're good.
If you're doing like a frozen thing, you put in the microwave for breakfast, you get a toaster strudel. I mean, am I right?
They do rock.
Well,
you can't go wrong with toaster strudel.
They
will not make you
sick. The toaster strudel people also
have
those. It's
got a guarantee of the box.
This is. Can you tell this is a room full of fat guys? I don't know if you can tell.
Well, I don't know. For breakfast, the Jimmy Dean sandwich meals, they're pretty good.
Oh yeah.
They don't make you sick either.
Or the Jimmy Dean sandwich.
You
can
like 8 of them.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a breakfast corn dog.
Oh, absolutely. You can box like 8 of them.
This has gone from the 8-bit podcast into the fat guy podcast.
Well,
dude, Hot Pockets are the best. Yeah.
It's something we can all relate to.
Hey, nerds eat Hot Pockets too.
There's like a silence, and then you just hear like, okay, back to the podcast. Oh, this is so good.
Hot Pocket. Hot Pocket.
I'm not even hungry. We just ate a fucking strawberry.
Yeah, I'm still talking about food. Not hungry at all.
It was on my mind all day because I listened to Gaffigan this morning.
Now you want to have
you're at work all day like, God, Hot Pockets.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, pepperoni Hot Pockets would be awesome.
I used to eat, when I was going to YTI, I used to eat them all the time.
Yeah.
But
good. Actually,
it's just
until
like,
lunch because my boss
cooks
for us.
It's good quick food.
Bro,
like if you don't feel like actually
nice.
Cooking
yeah.
something.
Scott,
like,
hey, can you throw a Hot Pocket on there?
I had steak strips marinated and macaroni salad
ooh.
For lunch today.
Really?
Cause
you're
yeah, my boss cooks on the grill. For
I literally had a fistful.
Pork chop sandwiches.
You know what I had for lunch today?
Yesterday.
Nice.
I'll tell you.
You know what I had for lunch today? I literally had a fistful of Goldfish crackers and a bottle of water. So go fuck yourself.
No, I found out today that if I ever get fired.
You faggot. You fucking asshole. Yeah, that was a little harsh there, sir.
Yeah.
I literally was just like two. I literally just did not have a lot of time to eat lunch today.
Yeah,
we were busy.
That sucks. Lunch is important.
I did learn one thing today.
Well, I
got
to work till 7 o'clock.
Fired.
That's because I took a 2-hour lunch to eat a steak, you fucking dick.
It was a half hour.
Nice.
Like maybe 45 minutes.
You got like the madmen of warehouses over there. You just take like 3-hour lunches, drinking scotch,
we
eating
did.
Steak.
We did a job for your
scotch
college today. And our payment from your
right
college was a Heineken mini keg and a bottle of Grey Goose.
Jesus Christ.
That was our payment from your college today.
Nice.
Are you higher?
What kind of fucking like weird shitty operation?
The best kind, man.
It's like a Russian
like
script.
It's
print.
Like fucking prohibition.
Hello, we put
here's
very
a,
good sign for you. We put big label. Here's handle of vodka.
Here's a
have a nice day. That was my Russian impression.
I knew that.
Yeah,
and it was bad.
It was. Oh, that was pretty good.
I need to get like a cricket soundboard for those issues like that, but yeah, they're paying you in liquor. That's like prohibition era.
That is
like
awesome.
Well,
shit.
I think they
here's a hollowed out bowling ball full of.
I'm pretty sure they paid the bill, but maybe they were just presents for us. I wasn't out front. Randy came back and was like, "We got Heineken mini keg."
Nice.
All the T-shirts weren't looking so hot that day. This design is awesome. Put it on all the shirts. It's like a giant dick.
Now, I just want to say that I've been searching all week to find a theater that has Human Centipede 2 in it.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm still not finding anything.
I doubt you will.
Probably
nothing
will.
This is... Dude, this is like
Fandango keeps on telling me to check back on Friday.
This is the most fucking...
Local.
This is the most uptight... This is the most uptight state in the fucking...
Yeah,
don't
be I have a 250-mile radius on my Fandango
account. You're going to spend that like 300.
That incorporates
sweet.
New York City.
Yeah. To try to find Human Centipede 2. Guys, tomorrow
it'll be in New York, but I'm
tomorrow I will have a 250-mile radius.
That incorporates New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, Richmond.
Which
one we go
through? It'll be in like Philly or Baltimore. I can almost guarantee
it. We're having a little flashing like red dot. We're going this way.
He's got like an app on his like, on his, like GPS.
Road trip.
He's got, He's gonna like call OnStar. Can you find us the human centipede?
It's funny, like it has a little thing for Metacritic. It says like percentage out of 100 of what people say about it. It was at 17 out of 100.
Nice.
And then the next day it dropped to 15 out of 100. Now it's back up to 23 out of 100.
Oh, well, that's awesome, man.
That's pretty good.
I sincerely doubt critics are into those kind of movies.
So. Your OnStar is like,
sick bastards.
Please wait. Finding what? Human Centipede.
I'm always checking Rotten Tomatoes. I wonder what it's looking like on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm kind of bummed that 50-50 movie like tanked.
Really?
Yeah.
That looked good.
I heard about good ratings, just didn't.
It made like
well.
$8 million.
You want to see Tank? Wait till Real Steel comes out tomorrow. Now, I would like to watch it.
I don't know.
Cool.
It's supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting good reviews.
A lot of people are making fun of it.
Yeah, but people like us make fun of it.
I don't. I want to see it.
I guarantee. No, I mean, like, people in our, like, demographic make fun of it. But trust me, families are going to go see that.
Speak
up. It's called demographic, you jackass.
What the hell is a demographic?
It's like when we play beer pong and I use the word pontificate and it just ground everything to a goddamn halt.
Why the hell are you doing that?
Buzzkilling things.
Using fucking big words. I'm sorry I have a vocabulary.
Well, you should be.
Pontificate?
Is that
something to do with like a pontoon or something?
Really?
A pontificate?
That's what I was thinking.
He's looking
like you crab a pontoon?
You guys are idiots.
That's like defecate and pontoon.
I never
knew
that.
Oh no, Real Steel dropped down into rotten on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
59% though. That's
I
not
was
bad.
Pontoonificating down there.
You're an asshole.
When I was younger and somebody told me to go to Rotten Tomatoes, I like kind of like raised my eyebrow and I was like, is this going to be a nasty porn
website? Well, no.
Yeah, it sounds like a porn site.
I'm like,
well, no, because
Rotten Tomatoes?
People throw like, you know, yeah. Back in the day, people would throw like tomatoes and shit at like performers. And, like,
oh, I never
would do that.
Ever
back when it shoots.
Two and two together.
Fuck you.
No, I'm serious. No. I never thought of it.
Oh, that's right.
Also, they do the same thing in Iraq with his shoes.
Well, after going to steak and cheese.
Topical humor, everybody. The Middle East and such.
Yeah, I bring it in.
After going to sites like steakandcheese.com and like getting like totally disgusted out. Like
steak and cheese.
You
never
steak
and
cheese.
That's like
disgusting.
One cup stuff.
That sounds fucking horrific.
It is horrific. It goes
like
right out.
Someone's like, I want to find out who has the best sandwich you feel. Oh god.
No, somebody's like, no, it's a really cool website. You can get like all kinds of like you can
that
order
was, like,
sandwiches and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I remember the 90s, the big one was whitehouse.com.
Yeah.
People would go there to look at like government stuff. Yeah,
but it smelled good.
Jesus,
yeah, can you see Jason back in the day going to whitehouse.com?
And by back in the day, you mean like 6 months ago? When he finally signed up for clear internet.
Goodbye. I didn't even get my pants down yet.
Downloading email.
I have to just slip in, put some lube on.
One slide of naked women at a time. It's down to her fucking shoulder blades. God damn it.
His computer's like a dot matrix printer, like just prints out pages, and he's like.
So you can say dot matrix, and that's fine. You guys get that.
We know what that is.
That's right, because you guys are old bastards.
You know what's so great about the dot?
No pontoon simplification somewhere else.
It's because it's so loud. Because
oh yeah, the Footloose.
It puts so many dots in.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty good. I
want to
see that.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Jason likes Twilight.
Yeah, what's wrong with Twilight?
That is the topic for today.
What's wrong with Twilight? Everything.
Jason enjoys Twilight. He went out and rented the first movie, or bought the first movie.
Are you you
so
bought
he could
it?
See it before he went to see the second one. And while we were in line to see it, he corrected me about the location of where the main character's from.
Yes.
You're lucky you just got laid, sir.
Why do you think I got laid?
There we go.
I'm in touch with my sensitive side.
You got laid because you were watching
for years.
Sons
I wasn't
of
in touch with it.
You're watching Sons of Anarchy is where you got laid. It's about fucking biker gangs and shit. Probably got her all hot and bothered.
Hey, I still have a manly side. I watch.
Which it's really funny that Jason's bike already paid off for him.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride.
It's still in the shop. It's still in the shop. Wait till it's up and running.
You know what I thought? You know what I thought of? As soon as you
I just wanted to see the course glasses.
You know what I thought of as soon as you said that? I thought like Borat for some reason when he goes to buy the Hummer.
Oh god!
And he goes into it and he's like, "Oh,
are you talking about the vehicle or are you buying something?"
Yeah,
else?
He goes to look at the vehicle and he's like, "Oh, where can I find the pussy magnet? Where is the pussy magnet?" That's what I thought of as soon as Jason said that. I was really? Like,
okay. I've never seen that movie.
You never seen Borat? I've seen parts. The first one's funny. Don't watch the second one. It's totally gay.
The second one?
No, it's called Bruno. It's a different character.
It's so gay. It's disgusting.
That's the whole point of it. It's a gay
but
character.
But it's really gay. The first one's kind of like, eh, that's funny gay. But
that's
the
a really
one's like,
vampire.
Oh,
that's funny gay. This is real gay people, and we don't want none of that here in America.
No.
This is America.
American.
You like chicks in America.
That funny homosexual.
I don't know. I think Borat's kind of overrated.
I think it was, but it was worth watching. You watch it with like three people, though.
I saw it in theaters with a bunch of people, and I thought it was really funny, and then I tried to watch it. Like, it's one of those movies where like,
you don't watch it alone.
You watch it alone, and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
That's the way it is with a lot of comedies. But I watched Horrible Bosses by myself, and I laughed hysterically.
When I watched Napoleon Dynamite with Amanda, I didn't like it, but then I watched it with other people, I liked it.
Because
like when you just watch it, like when you just watch it, like
see that movie was weird because I saw it.
I didn't understand it though.
I saw it in theaters after it had been hyped like crazy.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is so weird.
I know. I was like, this is like not.
It came
normal.
Out on DVD, and I watched it with my family, and they loved it. And I started to like it, but I don't know if it was because they were laughing around me.
I don't know.
Like, it's such a weird fucking movie.
It is a weird movie. Like, the first time I watched it, I'm like, what is going on here? Like, why is this funny?
I've seen, like half of it.
Well, that's, like, one of those movies. It's one of those movies where there's a lot of weird little things that happen in real life that you never see in movies. That just, like, people acting very strangely. That, like, don't...
That's normal. Welcome to York County.
Yeah. It's sort of, like, almost Office Space, but it doesn't really compare, because Office Space, like...
No, Office Space was funny.
Office Space was funny. Some of the humor in Office Space
somebody
was
Somebody fucking compared it
quasi,
to...
Quasi.
Somebody, to me, compared it to Rushmore, which is an awesome movie, and you guys probably never seen it, because you guys are...
It's a mountain that has four
person
heads.
Yes! God damn it. You're fucking Philistines, man. Jesus. You probably don't know what that means.
What the fuck?
Ooh,
breaking news! Your audience is gonna know half what the hell you're saying.
Hey, I got breaking news here.
Breaking news!
Radio.
What's
otherwise,
that?
I'm sure.
Detroit Tigers are beating the New York Yankees.
Yeah!
You keep your sports out of here, sir.
I can't help it.
I knew you coming in here.
Oh, on the way home. On the way home, they hit a home run in the first inning.
Buddy. All right, continue on. What about Rushmore?
Rushmore is like a really good movie. It's about a kid.
Was Chevy Chase on it?
No, Bill Murray's in it, though.
Oh, Bill Murray. Okay, that's what... Okay.
That should...
Oh, Groundhog Day.
He's fucking hilarious.
Love that movie.
Yes, Rushmore is Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day was the bomb.
Groundhog Day was the bomb. Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Because of Bill Murray. And Bill Murray, he plays like this old rich guy. And he and this, like, this kid who goes to, like, a prep school are, like... This kid that goes to a prep school has, like, this big crush on his one teacher. Yes, it smells good, Jason. He has, like, this big crush on one of his teachers.
Jeremy just hit Jason's butthole.
Yes, your butthole smells terrific.
What?
Jesus.
Well, you said it just smells good.
We need to get your dad on here for context. Like, this is Cody's father. This is why Cody is how he is. Anyway, Rushmore is really good. The plot of it sounds really boring, but this kid in a prep school, like, is in love with his teacher. I fucking hate you. And Bill Murray's like this rich guy that actually starts he's like a mentor to this kid, and he actually starts dating the teacher, and they have like this rivalry.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and like Bill Murray, they get into this fight.
That wasn't bad.
They start doing like these.
It was on Lifetime.
Fuck you. They do these fucking awesome like petty revenge things against each other. Like Bill Murray goes to the school while he's in class and like runs over his bike with his car. It's a fucking hilarious movie.
Lifetime, the network for women and homosexuals.
Hi.
Yeah, we can't stay politically correct on here, can we, Mister? Batman can't be black.
He can't be.
You can't see his face then.
Oh, you see his teeth.
Well, if he's in the dark, if he's this dark night, that is the only thing that would make sense.
The first recording we did, we were talking about originally they wanted to have like one of the Wayans brothers play Robin, and
that'd be good.
Fucking Joe the plumber over here was like, we can't have a black Robin.
The reason why is because...
And then Cody was like, yeah, because Robin
Dick
eventually
becomes
Batman. And you can't have a black Batman because in the dark you wouldn't be able to see his
Robin
face.
Robin becomes Batman?
Yeah, he becomes Dick Grayson, which becomes Nightwing, which becomes Batman.
Okay, so I'm not... Yeah,
there's like...
they were actually probably...
Okay, if we're not talking about the movies...
Movie. Yeah.
You're talking about a comic book thing? Yeah, I really don't follow the whole thing, you know? So.
That movie is so bad.
The next movie that they're going to release
worse
after
than you remember.
Batman and Robin
it's weird.
Was going to have Nightwing
like it's,
turn into Batman.
You know how like, you'll go and watch
but
a movie?
But they never released it because it would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's like, you know how you go and watch a movie you loved as a kid? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're like, it holds up. Sometimes you're like, this is fucking terrible. Why
did I love this? Bueller's Day Off.
Love that
movie.
That movie
is still awesome.
I know. That movie's amazing.
Every time I watch
still
it.
Have it.
But you know that Batman and Robin is terrible, but if you go and watch it, it's worse than you remember it.
Cool World was awesome.
The original Batman was pretty good.
The fucking Tim Burton Batman movies were awesome. The first one was awesome.
The second one was decent.
The second one was... I rewatched them. It's not as good as the first one.
Yeah,
actually.
It's when they started getting the whole Batman
and
Robin.
It had a lot.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin.
Iceman.
Robin wasn't in Batman.
Iceman.
Iceman. Fucking idiot.
Batman. What was the one
with Mr. Falcomer? Freeze, sir.
Sorry, he's a nice guy, alright?
What was the one with Falcomer?
Iceman, you're stupid.
Is that three?
Get out of here.
Was the one with Falcomer, was that three?
Yeah, that was Batman and
Falcomer. That one wasn't actually that bad.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't actually that bad. It was.
Watch Batman.
It got a bad rap because of Robin.
Watch Batman Forever after you watch Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
It looks
God, it's an Oscar winning film.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking Oscar winning film after that.
I mean, Val Kilmer was terrible and I hated
and it's
his
also,
acting.
It's also one of the few movies where I can stand Nicole Kidman, actually, because I don't really like her that much.
You know where I can stand her? In
I can stand her bent over a couch. That's where I can stand her.
Exactly.
She technically wouldn't be standing, she'd be bent over. Because
of sex with her.
She'd be kind of bent over, so she wouldn't be really standing, so just to point that out there.
But she smells good.
She'd be a tripod.
What?
How would she be a tripod?
What's wrong with you?
One arm down.
One arm down.
What's she doing with the other arm? Is she a...
Making a sandwich?
Is she an amputee? With one hand?
Make a hot pocket.
Hot pocket!
Making a sandwich one-handed while you bang her from behind? That's awesome.
That is. Mary.
She's feeding you a sandwich while she's getting
sandwiched.
She's feeding you a sandwich.
It's like, oh, you guys got to watch that band video for the commercial for Guinness in the fucking United Kingdom.
Hilarious.
It is fucking hilarious. I'm gonna show it to you now. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Bring it
Can
up.
You stop doing that? Cause
yeah, stop playing with his mouse.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Okay.
Hot Pocket.
Really? We're just gonna steal his punchlines now?
Hot Pocket introducing.
We're three podcasts in. We're just gonna start stealing stand-up comedians' jokes.
Sure, why not?
Hey, he stole Hot Pocket from Hot Pocket.
That's true.
Okay.
And Hamburglar.
I'm pretty sure
stole
he,
Hot Pocket.
I'm pretty sure he bought
from McDonald's.
I don't think he stole Hot Pockets.
I think he stole Hot Pockets.
Hamburglar stole from McDonald's.
Yes.
Actually, I'm pretty sure he worked for McDonald's.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. That's the grimace.
But he stole.
He stole Guinness hat.
Come over here, Cody.
Yeah, Cody, you gotta see this. You'll love it.
I think I've seen it.
Oh, fucking.
Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, the cat's taking a poop.
Yeah, buddy.
Tell this is like a British commercial because they can push it like this. And
you know what? This looks familiar.
I like the music.
I've seen this recently.
I love how it's like 70s music.
Uh-huh.
I love how it's like 70s music.
I wonder how many takes it took to get this where the bottle didn't fall over.
Probably way too many.
Lord.
Okay, that part didn't happen, but... I'm a little worried that they're sharing a bottle like that.
Yeah.
Another one, nice.
Oh, nice.
I would watch a lot more TV if they had commercials like that.
They should.
Yeah,
that wasn't that bad. I mean,
they should have commercials like that on like HBO.
And now Cody's a tripod.
Yeah, exactly. Really, I think you're giving him a little too much credit with that one.
Short chubby arms, I agree.
Hey, that girl's a tripod. I mean,
what? What does that
have
even
you
mean?
Ever seen a tripod?
She reached around and
know
got
what a tripod is.
She reached around and grabbed a Guinness while she
no,
was.
That was somebody underneath.
Oh,
no,
I thought
she
that was her.
Go gadget arm and come back around. I mean, that's talent to be like.
She's the girl. She's not allowed. Dude,
her mouth was
She's not allowed. She's busy.
She had a straw.
Did you see what she was doing? I think she's had enough drinks.
Yeah,
much,
I don't think she has time to have.
She had one of those milkshake straws. She like sucked it out of the milkshake straw.
Every time you say something, my brain has to like reset itself.
Really?
It's like a computer. I just have to be like, hang on a second.
I'm a computer.
Milkshake straw, really?
Milkshake straw Guinness.
I don't know what that means at all.
I think it's one of those straws that had like the curls and
yeah.
They go to an icy, you know.
I like Icy's.
Now introducing the Guinness Milkshake Straw. Yeah.
This is the Simpleton Podcast. It's like a slushy. I like
slushies. Slushies rule. You got that.
Forbidden
slushy. Especially when you take the Coke and the cherry and mix them. Oh,
dude, yeah. Footloose is currently sitting at 93% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. I'm telling you, man. Dude, original Footloose, the remake? Come on.
It just looks so... Yeah. Okay, first of all, I have to admit, I've never seen the original Footloose.
Or you've never seen the original Footloose?
I've either never seen it or I don't remember seeing it because it's been
yeah,
so
long. Yeah, no, you're probably like 3 when it came out.
Yeah,
I've got to feel
it. It came out before I was born, I'm pretty sure.
I've never seen it either. Wasn't that with like...
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
And John Lithgow.
Yep.
I need to watch that then because I love both of them.
And they danced and like leaped and
yeah,
like,
it wasn't
merrily
bad.
Have you guys, speaking of Kevin Bacon, have either of you guys seen the new X-Men movie?
Yes.
No, I know you haven't. Have you watched it? Have you guys seen it?
I need to watch it.
It is soon. Fucking awesome.
Have you haven't watched the new X-Men movie yet?
The new one?
You haven't watched First Class yet?
No.
It's on DVD.
I see the last one.
It's epic.
It's the best X-Men movie.
Big screen.
Did you watch Thor or any of those yet?
No, I haven't seen that either.
All the Marvel movies this year were good. Thor was awesome, First Class was awesome, and so was Captain America.
Yeah, they were all awesome.
I mean, like, they're not going to win Oscars or anything, but for, like, big comic movies, but...
Oh, I'd vote for them.
Well, I mean, look, you're wearing a fucking Green Lantern shirt. Of course you'd vote for a comic movie.
Bazinga.
Of course, you're wearing a Green... I told a guy at the comic book store about that. I was like, I know this guy that wears a Green Lantern shirt because
like,
he watches...
I like Green Lantern, though. I like the comics.
When's the last time you read a Green Lantern comic?
Oh, it's been a while, but when I was younger, I like the character. I just don't... It's not only because of Big Bang Theory. It's because I like
Irish and
it's
green.
And I'm Irish and it's green.
You also
I have a 50
green shirt. You also have a Bazinga shirt, though.
Well, that's true. That one is for Big Bang Theory.
A what?
A Bazinga.
What the hell's a Bazinga? It's something Sheldon says on Big Bang Theory. It's an awesome show.
Yeah.
Jeremy hates it, but I love it.
I don't hate it. I the way that they cut in the laugh track, I don't know.
Yeah, it is over.
It's
over
obnoxious. Power. Like, the show would be funnier if it didn't have a laugh track. Because the laugh track gets on my nerves after a while. Like it just, and I was telling them earlier, you watch a show that doesn't have a laugh track, and they can just write it. Exactly, it fucking disrupts people.
Hello.
I fucking hate you guys.
I didn't do anything.
I know.
I mean,
you
like,
said
it's
laugh
like
track.
You watch a show,
I was actually listening to you.
You watch a show like Arrested Development or any of these shows on NBC. They have not like The Office or whatever. And they can write it better because you don't have to have set up punchline. The audience laughs for like 30 seconds, and then you keep talking. It's not as you can't put in as much funny stuff because of that. It's almost like a quantity thing.
You know what freaked me out about The Office, and it still kind of does occasionally.
I stopped watching that one.
They always go to like a character and they like talk to like the camera, like they're actually talking to like the person.
Well, yeah, they have this conceit like it's they're shooting a documentary, but they've been at the same place for 5 years.
Yeah. It's like
when are you guys going to cut this together into a documentary or what the fuck?
Yeah,
I like laugh tracks.
It's weird. I can watch an old show like Roseanne and it doesn't bother me. I don't know what it is, but newer shows.
You know they're making Arrested Development movie, right?
Yeah,
it's a miniseries first, and then they're going.
They're making it. Have you ever watched Arrested Development?
No.
It's on Netflix. You should watch it. It's funny.
I wonder how shows would be without the laugh tracks.
It's
like,
really strange.
Will they be less
like
funny
a sitcom
without laugh tracks?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you think
I like the laugh a lot?
That's not good, though, because like that almost
no,
like,
it's not.
It's
but...
a good way of like making you think something's funny, because if you don't laugh at it without a laugh track, that means it's not that funny. They're just tricking you into thinking shit's funny. If you say it's not as funny without a laugh track, that's not good for that show. That means it's not well written.
But I like laughing along with the laugh track.
Sometimes people laugh to laugh.
I don't have a problem
like
with
sometimes
that.
You laugh because
so you're a
laughing.
Follower, not a leader.
I am.
All right.
When it comes to my comedy,
it's like I was saying before. Like if you watch a movie in theaters and you think it's hilarious, and then you watch it by yourself and you're like, "This sucks," it means it's not that funny. It just means that you're like, you got that hive mind thing going where you laugh along with people. That's how I think the Austin Powers movies are. Those are hilarious.
Yeah.
You watch them in theaters.
They're pretty funny.
They're
the first
decently
one's
funny, but like
they sort of go downhill.
I love
Goldberg.
I literally laugh my ass off at all
I
of them.
Made
it, so.
Gold.
But some of the jokes are not
fuck
as funny
Mike
when
Myers,
you watch like the second
he
time.
He used to be like the comedic
yeah,
genius.
He was great.
What the fuck happened to him?
Well, he was awkwardly put
he's
with Kanye West.
Are they making Bush another one?
People.
They're making another Austin Powers movie.
He was just like,
hey, Bush hates black people.
Aren't they making another? They're making another Austin Powers.
I'm bigger than
that.
You.
They were
I'm
saying for a while
that
they were making a Dr. Evil movie, and it just never.
They should have.
I think they should just leave it alone.
Bling bling on eBay.
I might as well use to explore other things.
Although, like, they could do, like, a whole... Because, you know, they literally have not made an Austin Powers movie since 2002. So they could just put in a whole bunch of new, like, updated shit they meant to make fun of.
Oh, yeah, they reboot it.
Well, it's not...
That seems like the key
that.
Thing to do nowadays.
God, so yes, it is. Annoying.
Austin Powers in 3D.
Austin Powers Begins.
Oh, that was scary.
It's like the flashback scenes in Goldmember where they're in that car in like
the kids, yeah.
In like Finland or whatever, and the car explodes and they're like twin brothers or
whatever. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's what the movie's all about.
It's like a creepy like,
it's like the
redhead kid.
It's like the Batman parents getting shot in the Austin Powers movies.
Did you hear that, speaking of Batman, did you hear that Christopher Nolan's doing the Twilight Zone movie?
Yeah. You know who he and one other director are on the front list for? You know who the
Michael
other
Bay.
Talk about two ends
serious?
Of the fucking spectrum.
Michael Bay's
man.
The guy that does all explosions with Transformers.
I know Michael Bay.
Yeah, they're talking about him doing Twilight Zone movie.
Yeah,
Nolan, that's not his style.
No,
what the hell's going to blow up?
Nolan needs yeah. to. Nolan will be good for that because he knows how to like twist shit around.
Yeah, yeah, Christopher Nolan.
I mean, he's almost like the fucking. What's his. Who did the Twilight Zone movie?
Memento. Great movie.
No. Who did the. Rod Serling.
Yeah.
It's almost like Rod Serling. He knows how to fucking twist things around.
Dude.
That's the guy that. God, I fucking hate you sometimes.
I'm not going to be able to watch that. This is my only guest appearance here.
It's
nice talking to
you. It's Jeremy, but not with Jason Beck.
Well, you know how how you are with sports is how I am with like movies and shit. I just know everybody.
That's fine. You just need to help clue
me
in a little bit.
That's true, because sometimes you're like, yeah, Andre Johnson, and then I'm like, who's that? And you're like,
he's hurt. He's got surgery.
That sucks.
He's out for me.
Hey, you gotta be. I remembered who he was.
Yeah, I know.
Ravens.
Well, he should be. He's a Texan fan.
But me, sorry, the Ravens are gonna spank him without him.
Or should try again.
That Andre, they're gonna kill Houston.
What is this planet Houston you speak of?
Matt Schaub, quarterback.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's got the retard smile.
No, that's Peyton Manning.
Matt Schaub. Oh, Matt Schaub looks retarded.
I don't know. Matt Schaub. He looks lovably.
It's his eyes.
Matt Schaub looks lovably retarded. Yeah. I just want to punch Eli Manning in his face.
Oh yeah,
I don't like Eli.
Like
he's just douchey, like as hell.
I don't know. Like
even worse than Tom Brady.
Like
Tom Brady's not retarded looking though.
Matt Schaub is like Forrest Gump. He's a lovable retard, and Eli Manning is like
a douche.
He's like
talking about my quarterback like this.
He's Forrest Gump. He's a level retard. Eli Manning is like the retard in the what is it? The Village. You just want to throw him into a sinkhole and watch him die.
Stop doing the game and download him.
Okay,
I'm getting talked shit upon by Hooters girls.
Is he?
Okay.
He's not retarded.
He looks retarded.
Look at that mug.
Anybody can smile
at that. That's not retarded.
I don't like that picture. He looks like that looks like a mugshot. He just got caught on the
playground.
No, no, you want to see a mugshot? Pull up Big Ben. Pull up Big Ben. You'll see a mugshot right there.
Yeah.
You turned it into sports and I didn't even fucking realize it.
You started it.
Asshole.
You started it.
It's true. Because we were talking about Rod Serling. God damn it.
Oh, look at that shot in that shot.
Let me see.
That's Photoshop. That's Hannibal Lecter Photoshopped onto his fucking body.
That's because we're kicking ass.
Speaking of Hannibal Lecter, the other day, for the first time, I watched Red Dragon.
That was actually really good. I like that movie.
It's a remake of a movie from the 80s that I really like called Manhunter.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
And I you know,
you never saw it before?
People fucking rag on Brett Ratner for being a shitty director, and he directed that. And
it was a good movie.
It was really good.
I liked it a lot. I've seen it in theaters,
see,
actually.
I
own it on DVD.
Manhunter,
and I didn't know what to expect.
You ever seen Manhunter? It's the same plot.
It was made in the 80s. It was really good.
And there's another. Hannibal Lecter's in it, played by a different actor, because it was way before the first Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And he plays an awesome Hannibal Lecter. He's just like he's more memorable than Silence of the Lambs, so they forgot somebody else played him first.
Oh my god! You really need to get invested in a gun, man.
Jesus Christ.
You guys need like blind.
The things that come out here at night.
God, here comes the wacky neighbor
monster.
Shane.
You wanna open the door?
Ha ha, it's locked!
He's got a bag. He's got a bag of something.
Oh, he's got a gun!
Oh, how do I do this?
Alright,
there's a cat litter on the door handle.
And the wacky neighbor Shane is on. Oh god, rapist.
You brought pretzels?
Not you, Shane, sorry.
Ah, they're talking about mugshots. There's Big Ben.
Smells good.
What's
up,
Shane?
Shane?
Not much.
Say hello to the audience.
Hello, audience.
This is the wacky neighbor to the podcast.
Speaking of food,
the bag.
My God, it smells good.
Look at that.
Yeah, it does. What's in the bag? Smells good.
Really? He's got the stash and everything.
Oh yeah, look at that. Look at the pedophile look. Yeah.
Bar company meeting.
Oh, oh God.
This is
terrible.
This is great radio.
Wait, is that Shane's Facebook picture? It does kind of look like Shane's.
No, that's his eHarmony picture. 27 levels of compatibility, all of them rape.
Oh my God, it stinks.
Oh my God!
Oh, shit! Oh, the cat.
That's a human poop. You know what
you're saying? That's the biggest shit I've
convincing
seen.
Me that it's not human.
Oh, God.
We're literally,
oh, God!
We're doing this in the
room.
Wait,
is this your day ass Snickers or beer?
Those are Britney's.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I have
somebody cover that.
I have to wipe out.
We're doing this in a room. We're doing this in a room with a cat litter, and the cat just took a ridiculous shit.
You should take a picture of it.
Down
there,
two trees.
She didn't tell me to help. She said she did it all.
You are evil.
No, we had to cut it out of the ground.
And it's fucking horrific.
Get that bag over here closer.
Smells good, does it, Jay?
It smells good.
I smell my ass. It smells better.
Smells good.
All right, light him up.
Yeah. I don't know, this room's like full of methane. I don't know if you want to fucking light it.
That is awful. That's you.
Dude, that is bad.
Dude, that's like me after a night of drinking.
That's like this foot long Tootsie Rolls.
Oh.
It actually sounds better than when we had the actual microphone.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I might need a cigarette.
Just to try to get a cigarette after that.
That does not smell good.
The cat needs a cigarette. Feeding that goddamn thing.
Hey, I got to pee. Can I pee in there?
Probably smell better.
Oh my God, I'm gonna.
What you got in the bag?
Something you ain't getting?
Severed head.
Yes.
What's in the bag?
A sampler from Mama's.
A sampler?
Yeah.
What are you sampling?
We'll give you a sampler.
That's usually what we get when we're Mama's.
Fingers.
One of everything.
You're still in for football Sunday, right?
Yeah, I talked to the guys at Fairhouse. I'm like getting an oxygen tank. They go to me for.
We'll all be hitting
that. Before they asked me about if I could have it, they go, where are you playing? I said, Springsbury Township. They go, good. So anything would happen, they wouldn't be called there.
Your buddies are going to be able to call to resuscitate you.
Yeah, I don't think no. Because
none of us are, so.
Don't worry, I'm not doing
we'll draw
now.
Straws. Oh, Jason got laid.
And what's his name?
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
What name did you give your hand when this happened?
Tiffany J. Baglady.
What's
so,
Rosie
so,
Palms.
Well, you had to get laid from the girl that you met at where Kim was, right? You got laid by her, didn't you? No.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Ooh.
This was a girl at the motorcycle safety course.
Yeah, the bike's already paying off.
Really? They can handle a guy on a little 250?
Oh, that's already wrecked, though.
So. Yeah.
So what do you have now?
No, that's being fixed.
That's being fixed. My dad backed into it.
Well, I know that.
He
read that.
He flipped it on Dead Man's Curve. Oh, no, wait. His dad backed over
it. I wrecked it jumping a ramp over a helicopter.
Well, first of all, how did your dad hit it? That's small.
So your name's Nicholas Cage.
Well, small if you didn't see it backing up.
I know you were really highly pissed off. What, are you going to move up in a roll now since you guys are licensed?
Huh?
You going to move up in the real world now?
Once I get some road experience, yeah. I'll get a bigger bike.
You're not going to get crotch rocket.
Oh, hell no.
That is terrible.
No, no crotch rockets.
Are we still recording
Cruiser?
Yes.
Nice. Awesome. Glad we got all this.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty entertaining.
What is
live.
The what's the next topic about?
That cat really fucking stinks.
That was the next topic.
You can leave that door open.
Yeah.
Nah, I think I might close it while I leave.
That's a nice subtle way of saying get the fuck out.
No, she can pull up a chair, stay alone.
I'm going to go home, sit on my ass, and eat.
Yeah, it smells good.
I'm
familiar with that activity.
So.
8. Now it's 8.
Well, so we can get there at like 8:30-ish.
Well, who's all going?
8:30? Where the hell are you guys going? The park's like 10 minutes away.
Plus four, or like 5-6 other people.
Oh, they're playing on stretching.
Oh, wait.
I'm already worked out.
What is kickoff? Is kickoff strictly at 9 o'clock or something?
Yeah, we're going to Cody's to watch football.
That's when the coin flip is.
If you don't have to, but.
We're going to go where?
We're going to Cody's to watch the Eagles game at 1 then afterwards if you want to go over now.
Sunday ticket and stuff, so.
He's got.
Like 8 screens.
DirecTV.
Yeah.
8 screens.
Right. I had that too.
Yeah, but you're paying for yours.
Really? You gonna say that on the podcast?
We're gonna have to edit that out.
No, we're not editing anything out.
How did he cannot?
Well, there's one time. I don't know. I mean,
that's it.
The check bounced.
You really think someone's gonna listen to this?
Can I be like?
I hope not. I'm talking about sex.
Can you help me out or what?
It's if you want to re-haul me, if you've been
I'll explain it later.
Yeah, see, this is how it works.
Keep it on the essay.
You're going to rewind it past that?
Go ahead and pause the second
recorder over that.
I'll just edit it out.
What do you mean edit it out? It's
keep,
a free country.
Keep all Jason section.
It's a free country for
with pants. What's this chick look like? Paused? Is she manly looking or what?
Yeah, I want to see a picture of her.
In due time, fellas.
Oh, wait, in due time?
He has a picture of her. He has a picture of her, but it's on the back of her head.
He's got a picture of her ass cheeks way
back. How old is she?
26.
Divided by two.
Fuck, that's a bigger bike than he does.
He asked for her.
She doesn't have a bike yet. I'm sure she's got
shoes. She has a functioning bike.
Bicycle?
I asked her what she's doing yesterday.
She's got a bicycle with streamers on it. How old is she?
Wait, if she was a tricycle, would she be a tripod?
It worked!
You with a tripod today!
It's a big wheel.
Leave the fucking big old huffies out of this
shit. If she was a tricycle, would she be a tripod?
No.
Are you still going?
Tricycle was small.
Okay, cool.
So she's like a three-wheeler.
I'm getting out of here.
Leave that spell, you can't.
But like 10 years later, too soon.
No, really.
I'm pretty sure 9/11 jokes are too soon still, bro.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Too soon.
Dude, take a look at it. Yeah. I mean, you don't think
yeah, you
that.
Remember September 11th when they ramped monster trucks into the side of the fucking
building? You're going to the side of a building. Come on, man. In the air. What
you're
do you think?
You're a pussy.
No, I just had pussy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, we're returning.
I'm recording now. What are you doing, okay. Scott?
He's playing Pac-Man.
I was checking my Pac-Man. I downloaded Pac-Man Battle Royale.
Waka 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 waka. One of your funny ass jokes.
This is great radio.
This is.
While Scott plays on his.
I thought we were not recording for the moment. It's away right. Now.
I got a topic.
We had a rain delay. Oh God!
What do you got?
Steve Jobs dies.
Oh yeah, Steve Jobs. Cheers to Steve Jobs.
Yep, cheers. Man was a genius.
I was just playing with my iPhone.
He invented he invented a computer.
We wouldn't be recording this on a computer if it wasn't him. It's not a Mac, but
he had so many advancements in computers that everybody like
Jason's like, I don't know what he.
No, I don't
know. I do not know.
I kind of disagree with your statement because somebody would have came along and would have done what he'd done down the road. Not
really?
Soon. Absolutely.
That's not true at all.
Uh-oh. The standoff.
I'm serious. Like, literally, before he came along, computers were not a household thing. Only
really.
Rich people had them.
They,
and then he came
built
out.
Computers out
he
of
came
their
out
garage.
With the, he came out. He's the one that came out with the first graphical interface. Before him, it was all like command line, and then Windows basically was a copy off of it, and it just became successful. Windows is basically like the GoBots of the fucking computer world.
I like the GoBots.
It's basically like it was a ripoff of like a superior thing, but it got popular on its own. It's pretty much what Windows is.
Yeah.
What is your point again?
That's
the thing. Like it's
you think
it's,
that if IBM excelled and everything went on with IBM, you think we'd be in the same place or we all?
It could be.
We would not. That's.
You know.
You could be. You never
know. It would be vastly different.
It would be completely different.
You never know. It very well could have been.
This guy accomplished way more in his life.
Coming from an iPhone.
Exactly.
Hello, I have Samsung.
But can you do that?
You can have a cell phone and I'd be an iPhone.
But can you do that?
You can download these from here.
If you have I know you don't have a touchscreen phone, but if anyone who has a touchscreen phone, doesn't matter if it's an iPhone or not.
Samsung has touchscreen phones.
When did they come out with them before the iPhone?
Hell, I don't know. I'm telling you.
The idea of a phone.
The technology may not have happened right away, like as soon as it did, but I'm sure it would have happened
those things,
down the road.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Those things don't happen unless
somebody
comes along and makes it happen.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you can't cheapen it by saying, well, somebody would have invented that anyway, because that's bullshit. That's yeah, but that's you're cheapening.
Yes, yes, we would have had iPods, but they wouldn't have been as cool and as flashy as the iPods.
I dude, MP3, you know what I mean? MP3 players.
They're pretty simplistic.
Well, see, I'm not, MP3,
think about those like MP3
the only
players.
The only iThing I ever owned was something that was given to me as a gift from my employer. I've never went out and bought any iStuff.
Do you use it? Do you use it every day?
No, I use it every day. No,
exactly,
dude.
Because
People that have iPods, they use them every day. They're like an everyday device.
It's not like a direct influence stuff, is what I'm talking about. Just because you never own anything he invented doesn't mean...
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying down the road, somebody would have came along with it.
Well, that's... Okay, that's like saying... Well, you know...
It's like down the road.
That's kind of like saying, well, you know what? Fuck anyone who ever innovated anything because somebody else would have invented that at some point. That's really kind of bullshitty. That's like saying any president who accomplished anything amazing doesn't matter because somebody else would have done it at some point.
Yeah. It's like Abe Lincoln. Somebody would abolish slavery at some point in time.
So what he did doesn't matter?
No, he was just the one who took the initiative to do it.
Exactly. That's...
So it doesn't... I'm not saying somebody would have done it.
When you were the one who steps up with the idea and innovates, you can't just say, well, fuck that guy because somebody else would have done it.
I'm not saying fuck the guy. I'm just saying, okay, yeah, he did a great job, but, you know, someone else could have done it.
We will never know
because this guy had done it already. You know, we will never know that. So it could have been what I'm saying. It could have happened. We will never know.
His innovation is not really the thing that gets me. Is that the guy basically made himself the face of his company, which doesn't happen very often, especially with
corporation. Yeah, no, you and I talked about that. We agreed on that.
And which means that, like, he personally took all the criticism of his own company.
Yeah,
most corporate, could you tell me right now, like, Google is one of the biggest companies in the world right now. Can you tell me who the CEO is or what he looks like?
I don't know, Google.
Mr. Google.
Exactly. Nobody fucking knows.
I don't know.
Because he's not like... There's not like... Google's doing like a bunch of amazing things, but it's... They're not making them... Putting themselves personally on the line for the company to... You know what I mean? Like, any company that like takes a lot of heat, the company takes it. Nobody knows who the CEO is. And people on a personal consumer level don't know who the CEO is. So they can be like, well, fuck that guy. He did that, which is pretty ballsy.
Well, see, the one thing here is with me, I'm not a techno geek nerd type guy. So
no.
I know, it's shocking. I can tell by this podcast you knew that, but ends up, you know, yeah, I've heard of this Jobs guy before, but you know, I've never put two and two together. Yeah, okay. He worked at Apple. He was
CEO.
He found
at Apple.
He worked the same damn thing.
Oh really?
Where do you work? Obviously, you're going to be working if you found the place, all right?
Okay. Where do you work again?
I live on fucking parts, okay?
Now, what's the name of the company you work for?
Something like Dodge. Chrysler Jeep, Belmont Trailer.
So you would do body work on Dodges, so you basically might as well have founded the Dodge Corporation or whatever.
I've never said that.
You said it's the same thing.
No, I said you worked there. He's a founder. You worked there. If you found the company, of course you're going to be working there running it.
How about this? Would you say that... Would you compare Thomas Edison to Steve Jobs?
Thomas Edison's an asshole.
What?
Thomas Edison basically stole a bunch of shit from Nikola Tesla. And
Not really.
Nice.
There's a lot of stuff that he did outside of like
there's
the light bulb.
Most of the shit that he's famous for is basically he took somebody else's idea and took credit for it.
And he paid like them nothing for it, pretty much.
Exactly.
He was like, oh yeah, I'll give you like $20 for this, which back then was a good amount of money, and you know, they took it and they're like, oh okay. Yeah.
Nikola Tesla died
a poor man, pretty much.
He did a lot of ridiculously awesome shit. Jason looks very confused, and Scott's playing on his phone. I think
I'm not confused. I'm just listening to the debate here, trying to figure out what the hell my
iPhone
is going to be on this.
I don't know. I don't like.
Quit doing the cheap plugs.
I don't know. The guy
drinking my Coke.
First of all, the guy died at 56, which sucks ass, of cancer, which is never fucking good.
I need a cigarette.
He's 5 years older
than me. Cancer.
What?
He's like,
I need a cigarette. I'm not saying he certainly wasn't like a hero. Could you stop that, please?
I'm packing my cigarette.
We're not recording shit right now.
He wants his cancer. Hurry up.
Jesus. I'm not saying the guy was like a hero or anything.
Oh, I know.
I'm not even saying he was a great human being, but
I'm just trying to make great radio here, man.
I just think he
it'd be kind of boring if we all agreed on the same thing.
That's kind of true. So you're actually just playing devil's advocate, is what you're saying.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at doing that. I was like, oh, you were riled up about it.
I think. I just think that's a retarded argument.
I don't think you
but
can
it
really,
worked.
I don't think. Okay, let's say, for instance, Nikola Tesla. He was a genius.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
You can't really compare him to Steve Jobs.
It's Nikola Tesla, not Nikola.
Nikola Tesla, I'm sorry. Nikola Tesla. Tesla.
Nikolai Volkov.
I'm not comparing him to Steve Jobs.
No, because you can't. Because the stuff that Nikola Tesla did changed absolutely every aspect about our world. The stuff that Steve Jobs does,
Steve Jobs
enhanced what we already had.
We pretty much
had computers. They weren't really that great.
Steve Jobs he's going to be like the thing where like kids are going to ask us about him, and it's going to be like us asking our grandparents about Albert.
I asked my grandfather how Caesar was.
Caesar?
Yeah, he's been around so long. Well,
you've been around for a while too, so.
Well, that's the reason why you ask that.
Think of people who are like geniuses in their time that you've heard of in the past. Put your hand down, Jason.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Genius.
Oh. What's that mean?
Albert Einstein was a genius of his time.
Exactly.
One of those people you go to Mac stores and have geniuses there? Those people. You see what I did there?
No, we didn't.
You don't know what a Mac genius is? You never heard of Mac genius?
You go to a Mac store, the people that like help
they're called Mac geniuses.
They call themselves, their titles are like...
Get the fuck out.
That's what they're called.
Wow.
That's the thing, like his company...
That's really douchey.
Yeah, the company is... I'm not a big fan of Apple.
I'm going to call them iMac.
I'm not a big
fan... iGenius.
I'm not a big fan of Apple the company. I just think the guy did a lot of great things in his time as far as computers go.
Did you know
he wasn't exactly like an activist or anything like that. I'm not saying that shit. I'm just saying he did a lot of cool... He bought the LucasArts computer division and turned it into Pixar.
Wait a minute.
So, you can thank him for all the awesome Pixar movies.
Do you know Apple stores per square foot are the largest selling retail stores ever?
Why would you pick an Apple as your logo?
Why not?
Good point.
It starts with A. You come before Windows.
He was a fucking...
Is it because Windows starts with W? Goes with the gravity thing?
No, when I was at YTI, we actually had to learn a lot of history about the computer and shit, and he was a pretty big hippie in the 70s when he founded it. So he was into, nature and all kinds of shit like that back in the day.
Well, most people
were. Yeah, we watched Silicon Valley and...
You watched that?
College.
Pirates of Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
That movie's pretty interesting,
that was pretty
actually.
Cool. That's a good...
I do like... what's his name? The nerdy kid from The Breakfast Club. He played Bill Gates. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That was like awesome casting right there. I mean, they punched up the drama a little bit in that movie. That's pretty much how it went down.
You know, Bill Gates lived two houses down from Kurt Cobain.
Really?
Huh.
So I gotta come back to Kurt Cobain with you, doesn't it?
That is the first Kurt Cobain reference I've had this podcast.
Okay, well, I mean, conversationally.
Well, it's generally true. It's a fact.
Yeah, it's true. That's the thing, you go to, California, there's, a lot of just famous people that live, in the same neighborhoods. It's really strange.
This is living in Seattle.
Yeah, that's where... That's basically where, a lot of tech companies are... Nintendo of America is in Seattle.
Well, yeah, they have
Microsoft
nothing else to do
because
it's constantly raining. They have to stay inside.
And the Seahawks suck.
Yeah.
Really? Because I think I picked them as my team this week.
And you know what else? And you know what else?
Wait, you picked a team?
I filled out the form.
Oh, you picked the Seahawks to win this week?
Yeah, remember?
I did.
I have no idea. They're losing.
No. Did I? I forget. I have to check my form.
Yeah, remember out there at Hooters on Sunday while we're going around getting everybody's
matches?
Wait, you
have my picks on your phone? How does that work?
No, I wonder who Seattle's playing.
If you tell me the other team, I'll probably know which one I pick. But this is great radio.
Okay. What's the next topic on the docket?
Well, that's what it's talking
about. We got about 15 minutes. So.
I'm going to pause it while you look that up here. Pick the Giants.
Giants. Giants, Giants, Giants.
Little Giants.
No, Big Giants.
That movie's fucking awesome.
Love Little Giants.
It was an awesome movie.
Take a little flea flicker on, bud.
Whatever happened to that girl in that movie?
Ice Box.
That's just creepy. A girl.
Well, she was
named Icebox.
Well, she could knock people down. She was a tough chick.
Yeah,
it was
girl
awesome.
Icebox.
Devin Sawa was
It
was kind of like
Rick Moranis was a coach.
It was kind of like
Rick Moranis and Ed O'Neill.
And Ed O'Neill were the coaches.
That movie was
kind of
like shit.
Sandlot. I love Sandlot.
I like to say a lot luck too.
You know, fat kid from the Sandlot is like this weird cult leader now.
Are you serious?
Get out.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They have a call.
I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened to that girl from Little Giants.
Dude, he was in an
actress or whatever.
He was in Son-in-Law.
Becky Icebox. Yeah. Girlfriend. Becky Icebox O'Shea.
Weezing the Jews. Oh, wrong movie. Sorry.
No.
Weezing the Jews.
Oh, Weezing the Jews.
Like she's got steady work.
Oh, wow. This is going to be really bad. What the hell are these guys doing? They're wheezing juices.
Okay, she's been in a bunch of shit I never heard of before.
Well, yeah, the like girl named Icebox is probably next to Devin.
That was her character's name.
Oh! That is her real name, Icebox.
Her real name is Icebox.
Her new name is Igloo.
That's her porn name.
Yeah.
It's the Igloo.
Her porn name. That's what's so weird. Like, that girl was cute that I saw
that
in that movie.
94.
Wow.
That's what's weird. Like, you'd be like, that girl was cute. In that movie I saw when I was a kid, then you look her up on IMDb and you like Google her, and you're like, oh yeah, she's been naked in like five movies.
Wow, she's hot now.
Who?
Yeah, kind
Icebox?
Of.
Let me see.
Who's yeah. Icebox?
Oh, she was in one of the.
What?
She was in one of the sequels to Poison Ivy.
Yeah, she's got plastic surgery.
She is hot. Looking.
She's got plastic surgery.
How do you know? She's maybe she just grew up hot.
Yeah, they do like.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh,
happens.
Look, and there are her breasts.
Where?
Where? Yeah,
buddy!
Oh my god, Icebox's ice chest.
Whoa! Ice chest.
She's in one of the direct sequels to Poison Ivy.
Wow.
Wow.
She smells good.
She looks to be having fun in that film.
I'm having fun right now.
That's a picture of Jason on Tuesday.
That was one position.
I had no idea she grew
up. Man, I am Netflixing. Wow. I am Netflixing the shit out of that. And by Netflixing,
you're pause it.
What movie is this?
What's I was that? Like, you ever watch the Drew Carey show in the 90s?
Yeah.
The show was fucking hilarious.
Oh, I like the Drew Carey
he
show.
He was getting...
I like Ryan Stiles. He's the best.
You remember the one episode where he was getting his, like, VCR fix, which shows you how old that show
yeah,
was?
Yeah.
They were like, somehow, I don't know what happened, but the pause button was worn out. He's just like, yeah, I rented Species.
I understand that. I mean, yeah.
Yep.
That's like the pink Ranger from...
Oh, Kimberly.
She was
always hot.
She went on to be in like Skinemax movies and shit.
Yeah, buddy.
This has gotten very creepy. We're like Googling child actresses who got naked.
And Google her now.
Google her.
Think about it, they were our age then, so like it's not that bad, really. Well,
yeah.
Age.
Wait.
Our age, not Jason's
then.
Age. Our age, not Jason's
years
age.
Later.
Our age, not Jason's age. When we were 12, the girls were 12. When they were 12, Jason was like 20. So. I just pointed that out.
Yeah, but they're legal now.
Amy.
Oh, sure.
Amy Jo Johnson.
What was the girl in, she was really hot now, I think. The girl that was in, Lost in Space?
Oh, what's her name? Lacey Chabert, or Chabert, or whatever.
I'm not sure. The young girl?
That's her name. She's got, like, the high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on, like, Party of Five.
Yeah.
She was in Mean Girls. She was the girl with the curly hair and
yeah,
Mean Girls.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Which is kind of strange, like, you wouldn't think anything of it. Then you go back and you're like, wow, you know, she really got pretty hot. But.
That movie kind of sucked.
Lost in Space?
Yeah.
You didn't like it that much? I mean, it wasn't great, but it was like,
it was, one of those,
it was Lost in
it
Space.
It was in that weird part where, like, they would put CGI and everything, and it
yeah,
was really
yeah.
bad
It was
CGI.
Over, like, CGI.
It's like
yeah,
when you watch,
I
like, the Mortal Kombat movie, which is
yeah.
still kind of awesome, but when that
Mortal Kombat.
The lightning in the...
Not the lightning... Not that, the... fireballs. The reptile, CGI reptile.
Oh, so terrible.
That thing was
yeah,
like PlayStation like CGI.
Yeah. For the age, though, it didn't actually look that bad.
Well, it came out in 95.
Yeah.
Dude, that short film
to, like,
is awesome.
Should create the said Saw here or something? Because... I see there's a saw
there's a
over
hacksaw in the corner.
Nice. Chilling. I'm just waiting to see where we're getting chained up here.
There's like a hatch behind me.
There's a hatch there. You got a hacksaw. Where's the camera at?
You got a giant turd over there.
I'm waiting for the...
Was there a lot of giant turds in Saw?
No, there might have been.
No, I'm waiting for the
Saw movies were giant
white
turds.
They were like, the key is inside the turd. You have to eat it.
After
and
like
poop
the,
it out
after
and
the second movie, the movies were turds.
That's Centipede. Hey, your movie's mixed up there, man.
Two centipedes, one cup.
I don't even know what that... They don't need a cup. It goes right into the mouth.
But well, there would be
two,
a cup.
But if there's two,
but if there's two centipedes, then it would need a cup.
They would need a cup to catch it.
It would need a cup to catch it.
Fucking awful.
He started
this thing. Just hit a wall, man. Yeah. What are you looking at now, Scott?
This shit hit the proverbial fan.
I was looking for the fat kid in the son-in-law. You said he was a cult leader.
Yeah.
I forget what movie he's in recently.
His recent filmography.
The only thing I remember from son-in-law is that he had like. Didn't that kid have like a stack of Playboys?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like, what subscriptions do you have? And he's like, I'm a subscriber or something like that.
Yeah.
Cheek chillers.
Speaking of which, I still got Sports Illustrated.
He's not. He was in an episode of Boston Legal. He was in CSI.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of weird stuff. He was
Lifeblood,
in House,
Touring.
He was in like one episode
Dark
of
Dark Ride, The Closer, Gamebox 1.0, National Lampoon, Dorm Days.
Yeah, buddy.
God, this.
Ricky Six, Poor White Trash.
He was in pretty much everything.
ER.
He's a Scientologist. He runs a Scientology
center.
He's best friends with Tom Cruise.
He's not as bad. Like, Scientology isn't like...
Scientology is one of those things where it's a really weird religion, but then it's not really any weird.
It's not hurting anybody.
Well, no, it's just like, it's one of those things where like...
Except your brain.
If you look at any...
Hey, he was in Salute Your Shorts.
If you look at any religion objectively, it looks weird, so...
Yeah.
True. Yeah. He looks exactly like he did then. It's just,
oh, yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah.
Look at this picture. His IMDb picture is him as an adult. It looks exactly the goddamn same.
Yeah, he's just like a little bit taller. And
dude,
man, the kid that played Budnick in Salute Your Shorts.
Well, I mean, like
last movie he's in was Terminator 2, and then he just fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Some like child actors just become other things. The fat kid from the Goonies is a really successful lawyer in Los Angeles. He was on some kind of list of like the most successful like young like entrepreneurs in Los Angeles or something.
Like Macaulay Culkin, he turned into a fan.
Did you find Kimberly whatever?
Kimberly Jo Johnson, yeah. She, I don't know, she looks exactly the same. She's just older.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm talking about good pictures of
her. God, this podcast just went way creepy.
Now you can tell the guys I haven't got any lately.
Oh. Oh.
Guy gets laid once, somebody's fucking Wilt Chamberlain.
So what's our next topic?
Championship.
Child actor titties. God, we are on so many FBI lists at this point.
Hey, it's your computer.
But they're not. It's not when they're younger.
God damn it.
It's not about when they were younger, because nobody would have thought
it's
about
gonna
it
be
when
red
they were
flags
younger.
Right now.
Nobody would have thought, like, anybody when they were younger.
Well,
like,
her.
No, who would have thought about Icebox?
Here's her having sex.
When they were younger. What?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my. Is that a real, like, movie, or is that, like, just a...
It's a real movie. It's not like a sex tape.
I thought it was like a sex tape. I was like, what? Wait, we're seeing it?
That looks familiar.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power. He's definitely busting out the Pink Ranger in that.
Oh!
The Pink Triangle Ranger.
Whatever happened to Pauly Shore?
I really hope my mom doesn't listen to this.
Pauly Shore's kind of fell off, though.
Oh, she will. It's been funny.
No, Pauly Shore's... He owns the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Yeah. Like, his parents owned it. And he still does like sets and stuff. Like he still does stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
He still has a couple movies like Opposite Day, Sternerville.
I'm still waiting for Bill Burr to get fucking famous. Like,
Bill Burr's hysterical.
He needs to be a fucking household name. That guy's hilarious.
Oh. Breaking news: the Tigers are up now 3-0.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, 1920s sportscaster.
You are welcome.
There was Angelina, then Madonna, now Pauly. Adopted.
Are you serious? That actually looks kind of funny.
That's scary.
Two black kids in Pauly Shore. It looks like some kind
that
of like,
a, that looks like...
Whoa. Why is
that looks like
white
a
black
crime
thing
waiting to happen?
What's wrong with black kids?
Yeah.
Because Batman can't be black.
Oh, here we go again.
Who is the chick in Son-in-Law? Oh, dude, Carla Gugino was in there.
Yeah.
That was her.
Mm-hmm.
She is fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucking hot. I'm going to go home and watch...
Son-in-law.
No, Sin City now.
Oh, Sin City.
Yeah.
She was the...
That movie creeps the hell out of me.
No, she was the...
movie creeps the hell out of me.
What's it called?
She
was the parole officer.
Yeah, the one that walks in her underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of really disappointed with Watchmen.
Okay, that came
out. I love Sin City.
You're talking about Sin City, and I said about Watchmen, because
it's better than Watchmen.
I loved Sin City.
Watchmen sucks.
At least I thought. Yeah, I know. We go to the movie theater. No one reported me about Blue Wang.
It's true.
Like, really? Nobody warned me about Blue Wang. Like, what the hell is this shit?
Oh, yes. Carla Gugino.
Blue penis.
Although the sex scene was pretty good. But
Blue
Wang. It was too short.
She was also in Watchmen.
Blue
Wang. She was the old one with the red hair that almost gets raped.
Yep.
Definitely going to go home and watch Sin City.
Oh.
I like Sin City a lot. They were supposed to have a sequel to that.
That movie creeps me out because Frodo's in it. He's like, the whole movie is like a freaking zombie.
That basically impressed me in that movie because he was so goddamn creepy.
He freaked the hell out of me. It didn't impress me. It just scared the hell out of me.
That's the thing. He was supposed to be scary, which was impressive. Because he played like
mission accomplished.
He played like a pussy in every other movie. That's always like the scariest thing in a movie.
And the only thing that was really scary about him, like he could have been like talking to him, was like, hey guys, you want to go to like the Mount Doom or whatever and just throw some rings in it? And it just, if you put those like bright like yellow reddish eyes on or whatever the hell it was anymore, if you put those things on him, it'd be freaky as hell. Like, he could say anything. He could be like, hey guys, want to go out for a pizza? Oh, just, what the fuck's in your eye?
Fuck are you talking about?
His eyes were so screwed up in that movie, wasn't it?
They showed his eyes.
They were glowy, yeah.
His glasses were opaque. You couldn't see through them. That was the whole thing.
No, but his eyes glowed at certain points, didn't they? I thought his eyes, glowed yellow.
No. You're thinking of the one guy that was yellow. Remember, he was, a fat yellow
guy? No, there
guy.
Was guys that had, No, Big there was Mark? One point... There was one point in the movie where his eyes turned yellow, I thought. At, the very beginning.
There wasn't.
Are you sure?
The first time you see him open a door...
And his weird
his
eyes
glasses are, white. You can't see through them.
Maybe that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Crazy.
But it was just freaking weird. Oh, that bugs the hell out of me. Now I'm going to be freaked out.
Well, Cody's having nightmares.
I thought his eyes were yellow at one point. What are you looking for? The whole, film strip of the movie here, Scott? Yeah, okay. It was the glasses. Really yellow, the glasses. Kind of creepy looking. The glasses amplified the eyeballs, and it made it look like his eyes.
And
were
then, there's also those white-out glasses.
That no, the creepy part was when you
see the white-out glasses. The white-out glasses. That was
the creepy part was when you see him with that expression, and it's like all his arms are cut off.
Yeah, like he's the wolves are eating him or whatever.
Yeah.
All his arms.
And he was so weird. And he was like, he never made a sound as the wolves.
That's that being. Expression.
Yeah.
When the wolves are eating him, he's just
That is pretty creepy.
Yeah, he's like, hi guys. Yeah, it was very...
He was actually one of my favorite characters in that.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, so...
Yeah, I need to watch that movie again. That was good. We should watch that on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
On projector. Jessica Alba.
Winning.
You know what's annoying? It's annoying if you watch that movie. It's, or if you read the comic book, she's, naked in the scene where she's, dancing.
Yeah, it's such crap.
Go on.
Freaking. That's literally all I have to say.
Well, you're storytelling.
Yeah, that scene in the comic book, she's topless.
Oh, wow.
So, why can't it be realistic?
She was topless in that machete movie.
Machete.
Wasn't there nudity in Sin City?
Yeah. The,
in the movie, yeah. The, yeah. The
that girl
off
that,
arm
yeah,
is a hooker gets
yeah,
nude
yeah.
in it. The,
yeah.
Why wasn't she nude then? If there was
because she's Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba. She's
a well, she could have been like nude. She could have been like three quarters nude. Like
I don't know what that means.
She could have like
she is there.
She could have like
yeah she
pasties
had her,
on or something. You know
pasties
like those little like
you know
bicycle handle things. That you put
here's
over
what
top
I want to bring up. Ashley and I.
Bicycle handle.
Ashley and I recently. You know what? Ashley and I recently watched on Netflix and we thought it was hilarious. Was Crank 2. You said
I
was,
hated that. So
you said
much.
It was awful, and it was, but it was like it was meant to be kind of over the top and.
It
funny.
Wasn't. I didn't even really think it was entertaining. I just,
really,
I just thought it sucked.
We were laughing, and I just thought it was like funny. And
I
over
love
the, top.
The first one. The second one's awful.
I thought it was hilarious. It was basically like a trauma movie.
I actually would have turned it off because I was
I've never watched Dynasty.
It's
Frank
like
so
it's basically
they're
like
Jessica.
It's like if it's basically like if you if you gave Alba. Michael Bay a shit ton of meth. It's pretty much, and had him direct to Jason Statham. That's pretty much what it was like.
Yeah, so kind I don't of know. Awesome. I hated it. I just thought it was stupid. It was so over the top.
Well, I think you got to be in the right mindset.
And I don't mind over the top movies. I was bored by it.
You got to be in the right mindset.
I like the first one so much, and the second one's such a letdown. Not taking anything away from Jason Statham, because I like him a lot. But
Statham?
Hello.
Stratham.
Stratham.
I don't know.
He's rumored to join the next Fast and the Furious movie.
They're coming out with another one.
Dude, they keep making the
Fast and Furious 22.
They need to kill it.
You kidding me? Yeah. The last one made more money than any of them.
Yeah.
The Rock was in it. The Rock says
So you know The Rock.
Hey,
I was reading this fucking this interesting thing. It was like 25 actors you didn't know appeared in like Star Trek over the years, and he was one of them.
Yeah, really?
And like
the Rock was?
In the mid 90s, they went to this planet where they had like it basically was like alien wrestling, and he came out and he had like weird like facial makeup, so he was an alien, but he looked just like The Rock. And it was like wrestling with all these alien people in the stands. It looked exactly like WWE, except it was in Star Trek. Why do you keep picking up your... I have a computer right here.
So? What, you're the only one that looks stuff up?
Well, no, I'm saying is like if you want to see it, I can bring it up a little faster here on a bigger screen.
Well, hell, if that's the case, can we see what scores of the...
No.
Are you offended by me looking stuff up on my phone?
No, I'm just saying you don't have to. Because you're probably looking up the same thing I'm looking up here.
Bam, found it. Quicker.
With it?
Is he wearing a bra on that?
Yeah.
He's wearing like a...
Kind of.
It's a weird rigid.
Like a Fifth Element bra.
There was a lot of them. Like, Ashley Judd was on it.
It looks kind of creepy.
It does kind of look like creepy.
You know what? I like my...
He's Sulu's slave.
My wallpaper. It's pretty good wallpaper.
Hello! Can you smell what the rock is cooking? You have very big muscles.
My wallpaper.
A racehorse. Slim.
Yeah, it says underneath there.
No, 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 no.
I dropped my nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, India just launched a tablet that's $35.
India? Well, considering tablets don't cost pretty much anything to make.
You know
the
what?
The chips that they make, they're like $5.
I remember what a tablet actually used to be, like a pad
of
paper.
On.
A pad of paper?
Yeah. Oh, thanks, paper, man. Back in my day.
The yellow ones where you had like a pen.
You didn't have
like...
to reboot your piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you did. You
didn't have to plug it in to charge it or anything.
Books were not electronic in my day.
I remember
what's a
when
book?
I took my paper and I rolled it up into a ball and I threw it in the wastebasket.
I like this picture about the death of Steve Jobs.
What?
I like this picture regarding the death of Steve Jobs.
What is it? Oh, that's so cool.
Really?
Star Wars. Well,
why are you doing that?
Dude, Steve Jobs honestly, wrote Star Wars?
No, just that like, it's just nerdy.
Yeah.
No, that is nerdy, yes.
They did that with...
25 actors you didn't know appeared in Star Trek. Sorry, I'm bouncing back and forth between two different things here.
Obviously, you're making me dizzy.
Wallace Shawn was in Star Trek.
Captain Sulu as himself.
He was like the inconceivable guy.
Hello!
From the Princess Bride.
Yep.
You didn't know he appeared.
James Worthy, the three-time NBA champion.
Was he Captain Sulu?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I think he was Captain Sulu at one point. He was Captain Sulu.
Make Fleetwood for Fleetwood Mac.
He was like medical chief Sulu
Steve,
or something.
Stephen Hawking was in Star Trek.
Security chief Sulu.
Oh, yeah, your action figure.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane for Family Guy was in an episode of Enterprise.
Whoa.
As like an officer.
That's crazy. They had so many like officers.
I'm surprised that guy doesn't do more live action things because he actually has, he's like a kind of a handsome dude. He looks like an actor.
Family Guy should do Star Trek. The next thing they should do should be Star Trek. That'd be so awesome. I said it in the
Star Trek sucked.
They need to do Star Wars awesome. New 3.
The new movie? Did you see it?
Like all, no, I'm talking about the show. No, I haven't watched the movie.
The original
some
show
of the movies were actually pretty good.
The original show sucked. I liked
the movies. The Star Trek movies held their own.
The next
Star Trek.
The next generation.
The movies were really good.
I like the Next Generation.
Picard. Yeah.
Go watch the movies. They're actually really good. Like
Christian Slater.
They actually hold their own pretty well.
Christian Slater was in Star Trek.
Christian Slater's best movie was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Kelsey Grammer was on it. I'm gonna come around and say it. I like Frasier. Fuck you guys.
But no, like, I really like the Star Trek.
Actually, he did better on Cheers.
First Contact. That was a really good movie.
Cheers is a good show too.
Did you see that Star Trek movie, The First Contact? Mm-hmm.
Kirsten Dunst.
It was the one like one of the ones right before the Star Trek.
She's 11.
It's actually pretty good.
I pull up this picture of Kirsten Dunst and he's like, oh yeah.
I didn't even see that picture.
Where?
Of this age.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, now that I'm selling a pedophile. Oh yeah, buddy.
I would tap that ass after soccer practice.
I would go right after the ears. Look at that ear.
You'd bang her in her alien ear.
Oh, holy ears. Look at that alien ear, man.
Woo! She's never been attractive to me.
No, I think she's got like that.
She's got a weird.
She's got that girl next door.
Yeah,
that's why they make light switches.
Kirstie Alley. Yeah. Kirstie Alley was in the second Star Trek movie.
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley freaks me out.
Jason Alexander.
She freaks me out.
Christopher Lloyd. I remember he was in one. He was in some of the
He's in like everything. It's crazy. He was in Fringe recently.
Ashton Judd.
He played a roadie in Fringe. I thought it was pretty cool.
Terry Hatcher.
His acting is like amazing. It's spot on every single time he's in something.
Sarah
Silverman. I have to say Christopher Lloyd has to be like one of my most favorite actors.
Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine and Audio Slave.
He's amazing in everything he does.
Christopher Lloyd, Suburban Commando.
Although the only
Hulk
thing,
Hogan.
The only thing Suburban that does kind Commando. Of bother me.
Hell, it's the '90s. We're gonna sue you.
The only thing that does kind of bother me.
It's been a long fucking time.
When they interview
Hogan
Christopher Lloyd
from outer space
and Christopher
space
Lloyd
suit.
Isn't ready.
Kurtwood Smith. I fucking love that guy. Kurtwood Smith. That guy's awesome.
If they interview Christopher Lloyd,
Kurtwood Smith. He was the bad guy in RoboCop and Red.
And
Red Foreman on that 70s show.
Oh, Red Foreman. You gotta love Red Foreman. Red Foreman.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, but dude, RoboCop. He was the bad guy in RoboCop.
Who cares? Red Foreman.
No, that was the first one. He was the bad guy. He wasn't kidding.
It's Red Foreman. Who cares?
The dude that.
Enough said.
And the glasses.
The spike drove in his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fucking red.
Ooh. Why are you yawning?
Because I had like. Oh. I almost got little.
Mickey Cox from Unhappily Ever After.
You said Cox.
He said Cox. It smells good.
I think Jeremy. Really? Cox smells
good? Gayest comment of the year.
You know what? I don't have to say. I think Jeremy has like the best fake laugh. That's funny. Wow. It's like a good fake laugh.
So you don't have a real laugh. You just fake laugh. Like.
Apparently. I'm never happy ever.
Well, no, you're not, but still.
Here's the thing from the Westboro Baptist Church. No peace for man who serves self, not God. Hell greeted him. Westboro must picket funeral. 1 hour ago via Twitter for iPhone. What a bunch of fucking morons. God fucking Westboro.
No, you have real laughs. I just like your fake laugh. I think
how
it's funny.
Is,
I know, I was making a joke.
How is there a group of people that could even be...
This is the thing. The day before he died, they had a keynote thing for Apple to announce the iPhone 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is the seat that was reserved for him in the audience that he never made it to. I thought that was kind of sad. It was like a picture
people
of
people bashed the shit out of the new iPhone before he died.
Yeah,
that's his last legacy. It's like, yeah, you know, product what? Sucks. They die.
Yeah, and they're gonna line up around the fucking block to buy it. So
yeah. It kind of does suck that they made it the.
This
4S.
Is
kind
of cool. It's a mural of his face of all the products that Apple came out with.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I always like those pictures where it's like a bunch of little pictures.
Yeah, they have a cool Simpsons one of Homer's head with all little clips of the Simpsons inside there.
Here's one where it's like an eternal flame. Except if you've never used a Mac, you probably won't get the reference.
I don't get it.
That little thing is what comes up on a Mac whenever it's busy. It's basically like the Mac
equivalent. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. The hourglass, basically.
Yeah, it's exactly
what basically, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me like we're playing...
Walker and Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Playing
exactly.
They call it this... What do they call it? The spinning...
Or I'm playing like a new game of Super Mario Brothers.
Bang. I used to remember what it was called, but I can't remember.
Rocking the porn stash.
We should call it Mac Genius. And ask them what
the
most neat circular
things. Aside from the iOS, I have no interest in anything that their company really puts out, but I still think he was awesome.
The good thing that Apple
did a lot of cool shit.
The good thing that Apple did is they wrote to hardware. That's one of the best things that they did. Windows never wrote
to
specific hardware.
All of us.
No. Okay, a computer has lots of different parts. A computer has video cards, and they're interchangeable.
All right, we're at an hour and 20 minutes. So we need to wrap.
All right, and the wives are beckoning everybody.
Signing off.
We are being called back in by the wives. So this has been the 8-Bit Podcast. Way too loud. Man, guy gets laid and won't shut the fuck up about it. All right, you guys have a good one.
Peace out.
For a listen.
Peace. It smells good.
Jesus Christ.
Hot pocket.